But, you know, he's a great one. You know, I've been against him a couple of times, and he do a lot of great things. You know, I appreciate the compliments and everything, but, you know, it's going to be a competitive match this week, and I'm going to have a lot on my hand with him.
Was last Sunday personally a game for you that maybe you needed to get off your chest as far as performance?
And I was just going out and trying to do my job. You know, with how the front seven was playing, it kind of helped my job out, made it a little bit easier. Our back was against the wall, so I was just giving everything I had.
Was it fitting that your first interception, that was you literally ripping it from someone? You really taking what you felt was taken from you entry-wise?
Yeah, it felt good to get that first pick, you know, but before the week, you know, the guys were just saying that the DBs in the back end, we have to get some interceptions. We have to make some plays, and if we do that, we can change the game. And the guys listened, and they went out and played great ball, you know, with Jimmy, you know, James, Matt Elam, Corey Graham. The guys came out, and they really was just competing, and that's what I like.
But for you, no more rewarding than any pick last season or anything like that?
No, it just, you know, I needed that one. You know, it just felt good to get it in my hands.
And we being New York Jack and you guys facing them coming up in the next few weeks.
We miss Reed around here, you know. We heard a lot what's going on with him. But we'll talk about the Jets when the time comes, you know.
As far as Brandon Marshall, you've obviously faced him before. What does he do to make him a tough matchup?
I mean, he do everything. You know, he's a big, powerful receiver who run great routes. Most importantly, he catches the ball. No matter where you put it, if you put it somewhere around him, he can make the catch, and that would make him so dangerous because he can make that catch. We have to know he's at all times on the field. Wherever he's lined up, we need to know because he's a game changer.
What have you seen from the young kid, Jeffrey? I know they say he's coming to his own this year. Obviously, has some good numbers.
Yes, has some great numbers. You know, when everybody's doubling 15, it leaves him one-on-one with someone. And he's going out and he's making that play. He's catching the ball. He's changing the Chicago Bears. He's changing their offense.